Luke chapter 10 and verses 38 through 42. And if I were to put a title on this, it would be, "What are the needful things to you?" Oh, yes, Priscilla. Luke. Yeah, we're going to be looking at Luke, Matthew, and John, but I'll bring those a little further along because they refer to the same person. This is Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And the reason that Jesus came, he often stayed with them when he came into Jerusalem. It's in the town of Bethany. It's kind of a little, not far from Jerusalem. But when Jesus traveled through there with his disciples, it wasn't uncommon for them to stop there. He knew them very well. They knew him as well. But Lazarus was not very well. And we know eventually that he died and Jesus raised him from the dead. But on his way, it says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house." It's interesting that Luke doesn't say what the village was, doesn't say a lot of information. But then it says, "And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." Verse 40, "But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" And we have to go to another portion of Scripture to find out what she did that Luke is talking about. And that's in Matthew 26, and then I'll come back and share some thoughts about these things. Matthew 26, so it's more than one opening scripture. 26, verses 6 through 11. "Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat," or they were eating. "But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' But when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, 'Why trouble ye the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you know always will have.'" And it's talking about Mary, Martha's sister. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair." That's how I knew it was Mary, because sometimes you've got to follow your cross-references and you get more input about scriptures because the Holy Spirit gives revelation about things and you can connect everything. "And anointed him with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.' When Jesus heard that, he said, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." Because if you stopped at Luke, you don't see where Jesus loved them both. It almost looks like he's chiding Martha because, I mean, you got to realize when Jesus showed up at your house, he brought there were 13 of them. Now, some people freak out if one person shows up at your house for lunch. Now, they didn't have a nice electric range. They didn't have propane stoves, didn't have anything like that. And everything that was made had to be made from whatever they had to make, stuff that had to be made. And it involved a lot of work. You all know that when we have our pot blessing weekend and the food that's prepared to bring. And some of you connect with each other to see what somebody else is bringing so it's not duplicated. But Martha was concerned. If you come back in verse 40, we're going to go back to Luke now. It's interesting how Luke compares the two sisters. Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him. And Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So Martha kind of was asking Jesus, do you think that's right that I have to do all of this work and she just gets to sit at your feet and bask in the glory cloud? But you know, there was another issue going on that Luke hadn't brought out. Their brother was dying right before their very eyes. And that's why they asked Jesus to stop by. And of course he delayed until Lazarus was dead and in the tomb for 4 days. There's a lot of reasons for that. A lot of people speculate about it. But the fourth day is an important day when it concerns someone dying. They were really dead by the fourth day because the tomb stunk. And he had his grave clothes on. But the fact that Jesus said that Mary had done the good part, the thing that was needful. And so, and I'm thinking about three people in the same household and what each of them are doing. Martha's making dinner. Mary's anointing Jesus' feet with very precious ointment. And you see Lazarus dying, in the process of dying. So I kind of was thinking about one of the things that was in Martha's heart was what was going on with her brother. If any of you have a brother or a sister that's dying or at least has a disease that could be fatal. And is it not so that you also would not be concerned? Sometimes when people present this, they make it look like Martha was the bad one because she was busying herself about doing using her gift of hospitality, because some people really are very good at that. They just have that gift of hospitality. And sibling rivalry. She's doing all the work and Mary's just sitting on the floor listening to Jesus and whatever he's speaking. And I expanded on that in my thinking a lot about what are the needful things in our lives? What do we spend a lot of time doing? And what are the more needful things if we're lacking? It's a good question to ponder because it's nice to read about it here. But do we make time there are certain times in the day that we have maybe a devotional, maybe some Bible reading, prayer time, finding time in the day, because those are really the needful things in the sense that Jesus was talking about. They had to go to the well to get water to wash the dishes afterwards. But the importance that Jesus put on what Mary was doing was she was attentive to his word, because Jesus is the bread of life. He's the living water, the living manna that came down from heaven, all the things that he said he is. And he brought life and revelation and blessing and favor to their house everywhere he went. Some received him, some didn't. But with you and I, it's kind of like, and only you can answer this, but what are the needful things in your daily life? What are your priorities? It comes down to whatever we put first. And I don't have a specific time in the day, because just as I get ready to do that, the phone rings or an email comes that I need to answer. So my time is throughout the day. I multitask. It's a lot of things in a given day can happen, and they happen very quickly. Even just putting this together yesterday, I thought, oh, Saturday, I've got some nice quiet time this morning, which was Saturday. And I no sooner had read the first scripture than the phone rang. And that was a 45-minute phone call. And I said, crap, that wrecked everything. Don't worry, it wasn't any of you. It was just when you, if you set a specific time aside, you run that risk. But my life is such that I do a lot of things in a given day, and even I too have to prioritize things. I've also learned that one of the ways of serving the Lord is serving his people. And it's all in your attitude, your thought processes, your commitment. What's more important? And it's a good thing to think about, because there's so many things that we could be doing, but are they really that important? And this is always a place I've come to the Word, because I know a lot of times people will think that Jesus was chiding Martha because she was fixing the meal that they were all about to enjoy. And like I said, when he showed up, there were 13 of them, him and his 12. Oh, plus the other three in the house. That's 15 people all of a sudden. And one person in the house is getting all the victuals ready. Would that challenge you a little bit? Do you think you might be concerned about, is there going to be enough to eat? And if I give it to all these other people, will there be anything left over for us for the rest of the week? It's all these things going on. But when it said she was much troubled, careful, I mean filled with cares and troubled about many things. And Jesus was very aware of that. How did he know that she was troubled about many things? Sometimes just observing, you can tell. But oftentimes the Holy Spirit reveals that a person is troubled. A person is going through a rough time. So he didn't say that was a bad thing, but he was comparing the two, because I took you to that other place, the other scripture, where it clearly says that he loved Martha too, and their brother. So he wasn't giving more love to one and less to the other. But whenever he traveled, there were some people that really knew and believed in their heart that he was who he said he was. I should say said he is, because he is. It's not he was, it's he is. That's why I had a teaching one time. I brought 8 places where Jesus said, I am. Even before Moses, I am. Even before Abraham, I am. Some people had revelation knowledge of that. Some people looked at Jesus as just the guy that worked with his dad in the carpenter shop. But some people really saw the anointing and paid attention that he was the one that came and fulfilled all the scriptures. Every scripture in the Old Covenant was filled that talked about Christ. And Mary happened to be one of those people who recognized and honored that. And that was the needful part of what she was doing. It didn't mean that she was doing more than her sister, but in a family, in a household, there's a balance between people in the house and what they do. And in that particular case, I don't know if you've ever been humbled by having someone come and wash your feet. And you put up a stiff resistance. But Jesus didn't do that. He allowed her to do that and anointed them with very precious ointment and oil. I mean, the alabaster box of oil, something that was very valuable and very precious. It was probably Judas that suggested, why don't we just sell it? Because, see, Judas had that vulnerability of being bribed, and we know that that fulfills Scripture, too, for the 30 pieces of silver. So Judas had that weakness in his character that he was subject to taking bribes. So I may be stretching it to think that one of the disciples said that, and I would perceive it would be Judas, because Judas had that going on in his spirit that he was vulnerable to making a quick buck. So anyway, it's a good caution to us to keep our priorities in the right place, and as best as we can, each day we all have different things going on in our homes and activities in our lives, but keep this in mind. The needful things are, whatever time of the day it is, keep Jesus first place. Even in your doing, the doing of your doings, keep him in the right place. Amen? How about a hug? Huggy breaks. And just love on the Jesus that's in your brothers and sisters.